Here's Ken Daniels.
You heard that?
I heard it.
You guys are starting the rumor.
Yeah.
Who's you guys?
You.
You and Mickey. You and Mickey.
Yeah, going to break.
No.
Going to break. Hey, Ryan Suter's available. Yeah. We'll be back with more Red Wing hockey on Fox Sports.
I missed what you guys were just saying. How injured was he? Left the game the other night. Is he okay?
Upper body injury. Yeah, he's fine. He was actually a game time decision going into that one. So they played him. They got the lead, and then he went out. So it doesn't sound like it's too serious.
Ken, you know what was music to Ken Holland's ears was I was watching a game in Chicago on a weekend game, and Suter's uncle Gary was being interviewed by the guys in Chicago in the intermission. And he said, hey, all you GMs out there, pay attention. My nephew is going to be unrestricted July 1st.
Oh, let the cat out.
So I thought, well, Gary, you know, obviously he's in the know.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see if you guys get him.
Ken Daniels has called a lot of Red Wing games. How impressive is this run of 15 consecutive victories on home ice?
I'd say it's pretty good, considering, you know, you looked at the numbers last night, and they really were staggering, because in the 15 wins, the Wings have allowed more than two goals just once. And that was 5-3 over Calgary in the victory, obviously. And at even strength in the 15 wins, they've outscored the opposition 55-13.
Wow.
It's amazing. And Jimmy Howard's, I think his save percentage, he's played all the games the Red Wings at home this season he's played. Ty Conklin hasn't played at home. So obviously Jimmy's been in for all 15, which is a franchise record all time, beating the mid-60 Red Wings at Olympia, so obviously the most ever at Joe Louis Arena. His save percentage, Jimmy Howard in that time, I think is .945 and a goals against of around 1.8 in the home game. So they've just been great. They play with terrific confidence, and obviously I think maybe the biggest thing is they're getting the matchups, because Nick Lidstrom of his plus this year, which is great. I think he's plus 20 at home, and Pavel Datsyuk, and they're just getting the matchups where I think on the road, even though it's easier to get defensemen to match up against the team's best, Nick Lidstrom up against the team's best at home, I know, but it's just there's confidence and the way the guys are playing, and I think a big part of it is him, and a big part of it is Pavel Datsyuk.
Now there's a rumor out there, and as I say, what they say on PEI is, I'm not telling you it's the truth, I'm just telling you what I heard. That there was, in fact, a meeting between Babcock and Lidstrom at the end of last year, and Lidstrom was not happy with his diminished ice time and said, okay, you had your way this year with my diminished ice time, and look how it worked out for us, and I want to play more next year. Is that, I mean, you would know, because you're on the inside there.
Well, that's funny. What I would know is that his ice time isn't up that much over last year, maybe 18 seconds a game.
Really?
Yep. That's about it. He's probably killing more penalties.
Maybe that's all he wanted. He said, I want to play 18 more seconds a game.
But
Babcock agreed.
There was an insinuation and a plan that last year it would drop. This year it would go back further, and Cronwall's ice time would sort of take that spot.
Well, Cronwall's been really good. They both had. I think Ian White, you know, when you lost Rafalski, and maybe there was that thinking, you know, Brian Rafalski retires, and boy, you know, okay, Nick, I'll pick it up a little bit more. But Ian White's been so good with him, and a right-hand shot with him. He's just been great, and so good offensively, very steady. And Cronwall and Stewart have been a great pairing, and I think maybe the best news is that Jonathan Erickson, who've been prone to many giveaways early in the season, and Jakob Kindle, I think they're both coming along slowly. Mike Commodore, when he came in there, as you know him, Doug, when he's been in there, he's been pretty good too, and hadn't played a lot after a knee injury early in camp. So I think all the pairings have made it easier for Nick not to play a whole lot more, but their penalty killing has been a lot more aggressive this year, and I think that was the main thing they had to do. They had to be better on special teams, especially their penalty killing. It's been better, not terrific, but much better, more aggressive, and I think maybe that's a part of Nick doing that a little bit more too.
And do you know that two of Columbus's gates, two of their total gates this year of their 41 home games, go to Payne Commodore? But anyway, Chicago and Detroit as a first-round matchup, that's what it looks like today. How do you like that? How do you like those apples?
Well, I love playoff hockey, so if that's the,
isn't
if that's
amazing?
The matchup for the Red Wings, the last two over Chicago in overtime, and I think it's an emotional win when the Red Wings beat Chicago. You could tell that when they went into the island and then had the sinker in there, I think coming off an emotional win over Chicago. So it's a great matchup when those two teams get together, and if it's Datsyuk on Taves or Lidstrom on them or Seabrook and Keith against Datsyuk or Zetterberg.
Amazing.
The thing is now, though, the Red Wings are getting a really well-rounded offense, and Zetterberg hadn't scored in 13 games, got one last night, but picking up a ton of assists, had been played really well, but just hadn't been getting the shots he'd been getting. I think maybe the most underrated guy on that team and who was great against Chicago, as you mentioned them, has been Todd Bertuzzi.
Yeah.
You know, he can go, and he did it in Calgary, and he did it in Detroit in his earlier incarnation here. He can go 16 games without a goal. And I looked at his numbers last night. First 14 games this year, Todd had 3 points. The last 24 games, he has 8 goals and 20 points, and he's second to Johan Franzen among forwards in plus-minus. He's plus 22. And I think Todd Bertuzzi is so underrated. He's been fighting through some back problems, took one game off because couldn't go. But I just love the way Todd plays. Very underrated guy. I don't see him a lot. But
question.
No, we got to go.
Question for next interview. Who's better, Taves or Dadzuk?